It's here and now, and summer is officially here. With it, an abundance of fresh vegetables and herbs, perfect for making simple homemade sauces, or so she says. I'm going to see how simple they are with Here and Now's resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Hi.
Hi, Robin.
When, you know, you look down, and I'm, well, what am I looking at here? Because they are beautiful, but they look a little more complicated.
All right, let's just start with this word sauce.
Right.
It scares people, right? I think people envision, you know, French chefs whisking butter and the sauce can't break and heavy cream being reduced and béarnaise and blah, 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 blah. Well, no, it's summer. We are eating lighter. We are grilling. We're eating out of the garden. We're eating out of farmers markets. The idea of a summer sauce is that it is very simple. It uses only seasonal ingredients, and it enlivens all these simple foods that we rely on in the summer because we don't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. So I am going to show you. These are sauces. I don't think any of them take more than 10 minutes.
Well, they look like pestos.
Well, one is. Okay, let's start then. The first one in front of you is the green sauce, that brilliant, brilliant, bright emerald green.
We have pictures at herenow.org. It's gorgeous.
This is kind of similar to an Argentinian chimichurri sauce. It's filled with stuff from my garden. It's got scallions, basil, chives, capers, which are very piquant, like a pickle. Now, imagine this. You don't eat meat, but classically, it would be served with a skirt steak or a grilled flank steak. Imagine it with grilled shrimp. Imagine it on just crusty bread.
What am I smelling?
Are you smelling the basil?
Is it the basil that pops out most?
It could be the capers, too.
Wow.
I mean, it's a very bright, brilliant flavor. You could put that on top of a fried egg. It would be gorgeous. A tomato sandwich. You could smear it on corn on the cob as that comes in.
Drop it on tomato soup.
Here we go. She's thinking like a cook here. Absolutely. So that's just one idea. There's another green sauce there.
This is more of an olive green.
Well, let me tell you about this. This is really unusual, and I have to say I'm quite proud of this. I grow garlic every year. Beautiful garlic, like, I don't know, maybe 60, 80 heads of garlic. And right around this time of year, early summer, there are these white, they almost look like scallions on top of the garlic plant. And that is called a garlic scape. And a garlic scape is literally the flower stalk of hardneck garlic plants. And they are delicious to cook with. And you have to pinch them off. Otherwise, they drain energy from the bulb, which is growing underneath the ground.
Right.
So I snip off all my garlic scapes. And I had this gorgeous pile. And I thought, I like to grill them. I like to saute them. I like to chop them up and throw them into salad. But I thought, wow, what if I made a pesto with garlic scapes? Then I added pistachio nuts because I was in a green mood. And pistachio nuts, of course, are salty and very, very crunchy. And that's what it is. It's olive oil, pistachio nuts, and garlic scape. Man, that stuff is so... You make a few cups of it. It'll last for a while. You can also freeze it. You could add onto anything.
This is unbelievable.
Isn't it gorgeous? Four ingredients, 5 minutes.
Creamy. Is that the pistachio nuts?
It could be, but also on the scapes and the olive oil. So when we think of pesto, we think of basil and pine nuts, but we have to stretch our imaginations, and that's what I've done here for you. It's a garlic scape and pistachio pesto. You could even add a little bit of lemon, again, on grilled meats, seafood kebabs. You could have it on a salad or on top of avocados, your favorite pasta shape, any summer eating.
Tuna panini.
This woman is on today. This is great, Robin.
This is delicious.
I feel like, you know, you're getting into this food thing here.
No, so I'm actually eating this by the spoonful. The previous one that was...
The green sauce, I call it.
I'm sort of tasting that, too. You sort of can just eat it.
Well, I mean, you certainly can. And listen, when I said these are not fancy, you'll also notice they're not caloric or heavy. There's no dairy in these two sauces.
Well, I'm just tasting the brighter green one.
Very Mediterranean.
And very light.
Yes, very light. And the olive oil carries it. But it's just the fresh herbs. If you have a garden and if you don't, get yourself to a farmer's market and buy these herbs fresh. Don't go to the grocery store and buy the ones that were shipped in. You want, because the fresh ones are going to give you that brilliant green color and this incredible pow of summer green flavor.
Both of them just great.
All right.
Now, what is that?
That is like the Chinese dish cold sesame noodles. Mm-hmm. So this is another sauce in a complete other direction. This is taking peanut butter and a little bit of sesame tahini and some soy sauce and fresh ginger. But what's in there is tons of cilantro, also called coriander, from my garden, and a cucumber.
Can I ask you about the cilantro? Because I love growing it. Talk about taste. It explodes. But it dies early. If I don't take good care of it, it seems more fragile.
Yeah, you want to plant cilantro throughout the summer. You plant a bunch and 2 weeks later plant more because it does not last long. And it's so fabulous when it's fresh. And I add the stems, the stalks, as well as the leaf. Most people just throw the stalks away, but there's huge flavor there and a whole lot of crunch. And so we've got udon noodles there. Mm-hmm. And this peanut butter and cilantro sauce, which, again, you could add that. You could have that as a dip. You could have that with your grilled fish this summer.
Oh, wow.
Creamy, right?
Yeah.
And no dairy again. Peanut butter, Asian flavors, lots of fresh ginger. But that cilantro, one of the biggest characteristics of that sauce is the fresh cilantro.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people that actually don't like cilantro.
What?
Genetically disposed to despise it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a love-hate. There's no maybe. There's no middle ground.
Just,
I'm a lover.
It doesn't taste right to them.
I've heard the word soapy used.
Huh. So that might be a genetic predisposition.
I mean, apparently some people hate it so much there's like a Facebook page called I Hate Cilantro. I'm sure there are people who are listening here going, yeah, me, that's me. Not me. I am a big lover of cilantro.
So if that's you, just know that you may be genetically predisposed not to like it, but otherwise, it's my favorite herb.
Yeah, you can easily add parsley or chives and take the cilantro out of the sesame sauce.
Huh.
But moving on, another summer sauce, classic, is a barbecue sauce, which people baste onto things as they grill, but it's also a condiment. I have a wonderful recipe using maple syrup and chili paste and ketchup and lots of fresh herbs. Just cook it down for 10 minutes, and you have a homemade barbecue sauce. No preservatives, no sugar. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well,
another
There's sugar in the ketchup.
It's true. There's sugar.
Yeah.
Well, you could make your own ketchup. That's sauce, too. I won't take you there. Let's talk about salsa, another classic. As tomatoes come into season, a salsa is simply chopped tomatoes, peppers, chili peppers, scallions, lime. You could add tomatillas, which are those green tomatoes. You could add bits of melon. You could add nuts. You could add red, yellow, and green tomatoes, all different colored peppers. You can really have fun with that. That's another quick five-minute sauce. Also, a yogurt-based sauce called raita, which is an Indian sauce. You take Greek yogurt or whole plain yogurt. You add lots of fresh mint from the garden, scallions, a little chili sauce, and that is wonderful with grilled foods on pita bread, for lunch, with all kinds of things.
Kathy Gunst, lucky me. I get to be here to talk to you about great ideas for summer sauces. And in just half of them, we'll have everything at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.